The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuelan art dealer Romy Moreno was in South Florida last month when she got an urgent call from her husband in Caracas. Agents of Venezuela's authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro were ransacking their apartment and arresting her husband, Roberto Marrero. Marrero is the chief of staff to Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is recognized by the U.S. and 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate president. Marrero is now in prison. His wife, Romy Moreno, is with relatives in Doral and cannot return to Venezuela for fear she too will be arrested. Moreno spoke with me about what she calls her husband's kidnapping by the Maduro government and the ongoing movement to topple that regime.
Romy, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Tim, for inviting us.
You were not in Caracas on March 21st. Where were you, and how did you find out your husband had been arrested?
I was here in Florida for a week with my son, and he called me around 2:30 in the morning, and he was so nervous and said, "Hey, the government forces are here in the building. They are knocking down the doors." And then my neighbors also were calling me to say, "Hey, something happened in your building. There are like 60 people trying to get in." And so everybody was shouting, and they get into the building by force, and they were trying to get my husband. My husband was on the phone telling me, "Oh, listen, they are knocking down our door. I love you. Please take care. We are going to be fine," trying, you know, to make the moment less awful than it was. I was hearing by the phone until they get in, because after that he just said, they are here, and we lost communication.
What did they do to your apartment?
They destroyed almost everything. My room, my boy's room, his toys. They planted guns.
Those planted guns they used as evidence then in the charges they made against your husband,
yes,
for being a, quote, terrorist.
Exactly. Roberto is not a terrorist. He's a lawyer well known for fighting for democracy. He was the secretary of the National Assembly, and President Juan Guaido named Roberto his chief of staff. That's why he was kidnapped by Nicolas Maduro. The only terrorist is the government.
You now cannot go back to Venezuela.
Yeah, it's true, because I'm afraid for my life and my seven-year-old boy if we go back.
And in the meantime, your husband is in Helicoides prison in Caracas.
No one have been able to see him, not even the lawyers. They just saw him in the hearing, and that's it.
And you have not been able to talk with him since March 21st, mm-hmm, when he was arrested.
No.
You met here recently with Senator Rick Scott, and you also met with the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, Luis Almagro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the United States and the international community are now pressuring the Maduro regime to release your husband?
Well, I mean, they are trying to figure out how to help the most, but I think they have to be stronger actions. I mean, the United States and many other countries put in sanctions against Maduro, but those are not enough. They have to be doing more.
A lot of Venezuelans in the diaspora here are beginning to suggest that the United States consider military intervention to end this crisis in Venezuela. Do you share that belief?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a politician. The United States has been such a great help, but it's not just a work of the United States. I think it has to be like a coalition. Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Europe, because, mm-hmm, of the humanitarian catastrophe we are passing through.
What is daily life in Venezuela like right now?
Going out your house and watch people eating from the garbage, it's not easy. It's happened every day. You see people drinking water from a river, which is very dirty. Kids die in a hospital because we have no medications. 5 million people have left the country. There's still a lot of people who doesn't consider how serious is Venezuelan crisis for the hemisphere.
Romy, thank you very much again for talking with us.
Thank you, Tim.
Romy Moreno is the wife of jailed Venezuelan opposition leader Roberto Marrero. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.